and welcome to Marooned at Magbite's headquarters, day 298. Oh, ever so close. How are we all doing? Yes, I only just made the chat live, only just managed that. Flying solo. What can I say? It's been a week of tech failure, wall to wall. The last I heard of Mike, he disappeared into his webinar cave. And for the first 10 minutes, it was, yes, but can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? I think in the end they could hear him, because I can hear him. The dog's disgusted. She doesn't like the pair of us working. But hello! Hello, Kim! Good grief. Where's young Jonathan? Oh, there he is. Third Jonathan. Good grief. Hello, Sarah. And hello to late Jonathan. Hello, Paul. Oh, we got another Paul as well. Hello, second Paul. And CQ, Deb. How are we doing? The day is going from bad to worse here, honestly. We've had a horrific number of deaths. They're rolling out the vaccines, but they actually rolled out the health secretary. You'll like this one. For a photo op at a doctor's surgery. So he turned up. The patients turned up. The doctors turned up. Sadly, for the photo op, the vaccine did not turn up. I said to Mike, why didn't he just go visit AstraZeneca? Because I'm pretty confident they've got some. The photo op would have been better to actually have the vaccine there. So that would have worked. And what else have we had? More deaths than yesterday. I think slightly fewer infections. And they're taking a live feed on the news from Joe Biden. His lips are moving and he's a politician. I'll leave the rest to your own imagination. Oh, you've got a list of when you can take the vaccine. Have you got a year on it yet, Kim? Although we have had news of somebody who is taking the vaccine tomorrow. Mike's mother. She's actually a bit worried. So we'll just have to keep fingers crossed and see how it goes. But there are many, many reports, including some friends of hers, who got called in before she did. And they arrived, the doctor arrived. The health secretary wasn't there, but the vaccine wasn't either. So it could well be she has to go back at some point next week. But at the moment, it's looking like tomorrow. Ooh, Kim can have it in March. That's going to be well before we can have it. But I'm still concerned about these volunteers who've come from the sun. Is it the vaccine that you want, Kim? Because I know you're picky with your vaccine. She has told them that she wants the AstraZeneca one because her son works there. Oh, bless. Are we doing clap for heroes tonight? I honestly don't know. I think it was mentioned, but it's not really been pushed by the papers. So I can't see anybody going out. Plus the fact, what makes it slightly different from last time is it's absolutely freezing out there and pitch black. And when I say freezing, I literally mean it's supposed to be snowing right now. And it's about -2. So I'm not too sure. Ooh, Jonathan's grandparents had the Pfizer one today. Have they got their second call back? Do they know when they're going back, Fred? Ooh, vaccine for Paul in February. It's a bouncing ball of announcement. Now that sounds like here. We've got that many vaccines, we don't know what to do with them all. They've just announced there's been two more breakthroughs as well. I think this is for treating it, not a vaccine to prevent it, but to actually treat it. So that's rumbling on as well. The good news is the homeless don't get it until the teachers have it. Well, I'm guessing that is very good news. Although, from what I saw on that film of Seattle, I don't really know what's going on there. Anything could happen, couldn't it? Jonathan's not sure either. I just can't see it. It's too cold. If you're going to do something like that, it'd have to be about 6 o'clock, and even then it'd be dark. You know Bollard Gate, the bollard opposite the office window, the two of them. It's all right, they're still there. But it's got like a very short lamppost on it now. It did have a taller one, but if you remember, somebody knocked it flying. And on the top of it, it's got a light in like a fishbowl. That came on at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It was that dark. So I don't think it's the right time myself, but we'll see how it goes. Jonathan's going to be poised by the window with the klaxons. Well, if they don't do anything, Jonathan, you could well be arrested. So can we have a quick whip round for Jonathan's bail? Causing a nuisance. Hello, Simon. 12 weeks. I should get a second one in 3 weeks. It's bizarre that. I mean, we've discussed it. Pete said it was absolute. Well, there were words that couldn't be used. I felt the same as Pete. It couldn't have been tested for that. And you can't just change your mind halfway through. One of the medical bods was questioned on it and did not look like he wanted to give an answer, but had to. And he said the mutations that are happening could render it completely useless by separating it by 3 months, which was what the rest of us were saying 3 weeks ago. So they're not changing their plans, but they're telling people who have had the first vaccine that they're not out of the woods and they've got to socially isolate anyway. It feels weird. But Boris is busy patting himself on the back that we've had the highest number of vaccinations. There's more being done in the UK than the whole of Europe put together. Oh, what do we think about the Olympics going ahead? I'm sitting there shaking my head thinking, not on this planet, but apparently so. In 6 to 7 months' time. Wasn't it the first week in July? Because now they've got to compete with Euro 2020 that's morphed into Euro 2021. In other news closer to home, luckily not impacting us directly, but if you remember last Friday, which was the 1st of January, United were actually playing a match. And I think it was Villa, wasn't it? I'd have to check my calendar. Let me go check. But they definitely played Villa over the Christmas holiday. Let me have a look when they played Villa. I thought so. It was last week. And it was at home. So Friday night in Old Trafford, Villa came a-visiting. They got spanked, if you remember. United actually won a game. Don't mention last night. Didn't end well. But Villa are reporting today that they had copious tests on Monday and half the squad are down with COVID and they only visited United last Friday. So it's not looking good anytime soon. United were last seen running around taking COVID tests. Ah, joy. Joy of joys. Oh, 12 weeks. So they're still isolating after that. The other thing that I heard was, depending on what happens, so basically everybody is a guinea pig at the moment, we might need it every 6 months. So it'll just be a rota of, you know, go in, have jab, come home, go in, jab, have, come home, etc. Hello, Simon. Hello, Anthony. Good to have you with us. So, all a bit weird at the moment. I saw this meme on Facebook and I thought, oh, how appropriate. It was some firefighters outside two buildings that were on fire and they had like a sheet that somebody would jump out onto. And this lady was jumping out. She landed on the sheet and then bounced into the next building that was also on fire. And underneath the buildings, it said 2020 and 2021. And I thought, that's accurate. That's what it sounds like right about now. So I think that's everything from here. Anything else? I think that's it. I obviously have been up to the eyeballs. Oh, and people think I should be back at work. No, not until the 11th. Long holidays. Why is anything a panic at the moment? Or is that just me? I wouldn't have thought anything could be a panic at the moment. Just keep your head down and hope you don't get it. Or do everything you can to see you don't get it. Like Kim with her iPad in the COVID cave. I did have to break out that cable or we won't have any pictures tomorrow night. But you should see it being wiped down. It's crazy. Crazy stuff. Oh, Kim likes the sound of tomorrow's show. Excellent, excellent. Now, Paul heard a good case yesterday that even after being vaccinated, we need to continue with social distancing, masks and hand hygiene. Well, the hand hygiene's become absolutely fascinating to me. At what point in the world did people stop washing their hands? I was reminded, you know on YouTube when you move your mouse and it stops on a thumbnail and it gives you like a quick two or three frames of what's going on. It was a craft channel of some description and they were making soap. But what stopped me was the soap that they were making looked like it just totally instantly took me back to my first day at school. And I remembered that my mum had gone out and we didn't have that much money. And she must have spent a fortune on this soap. It was like a box of 12 soaps. They were orange in the shape of roses. But the thing that she'd bought them for was they were tiny enough that she could put them in my satchel. And she said to me, you know, every break and every lunchtime, make sure you wash your hands. And she popped this thing in there to wash it with. And I'm thinking, when did we stop doing that? And it's actually more fundamental than that. Because in my role as a governor, we get a report. And in it, it's like the new intake and what's happened and all the rest of it. Now, bearing in mind, I started school at 5. In fact, if I could have started school at 10, I would have done. But it was literally on the death. You know, you can't leave it any longer. Now you've got to go. So I'd not done kindergarten or infants or nurseries or anything like that. And I remember they took me in and they showed me like what would be year one. And I thought, I mean, I know this sounds terrible, but I genuinely thought they were retarded. None of them could read. None of them could count. And they were just sat there trying to put square pegs in round holes. Literally. There was like a four-piece jigsaw and they were struggling. And I looked at my mum and said, don't leave me here. These people are idiots. So I got promoted to year two straight away on account of the fact I could read, write and count, which is scary. But it's scarier these days because what we're being told is these children are in some kind of care, if you're with me, from like 6 months. So they go to like nursery and then they go to preschool and then they do kindergarten and then they do like either a year or 2 years. So we're talking 3 years old. They have 2 years of like preschool, which is all fine. We're looking at when they actually start school at 5. They can't use a knife and fork. And I'm like, if I couldn't have used a knife and fork, you know, I hadn't had that social exposure and education for two to 4.5 years. But these kids have, and they can't use a knife and fork. So they are literally at the beginning of term. They have to teach them to use a knife and fork. And I'm wondering, well, if they can't use a knife and fork, how are they eating? And the answer to that seems to be, you know, basically they eat nothing but burgers. So they pick it up and they use their hands. Then we come to the fact that they don't know how to wash their hands. And I'm like, well, just the two of those things together, it's quite scary, isn't it? And does explain quite a lot. Yeah, can't use a knife and fork. They can probably use their phones, though. Absolutely crazy stuff. So Kim's saying we can still transmit the virus even though we're immune. So we have to be social distance till everyone's vaccinated. This is going to be a long time, isn't it? Really is. A lot of people have preschool, which puts them ahead of any that don't nowadays. I would say that I'd know a very, very few children who don't. I mean, it seems to be a thing now that school starts at like 6 months. As soon as someone will take the thing off your hands, that's fine. But what are they doing with them? Anywhere between 2 to 4.5 years if they can't use a knife and fork. I mean, I know at 6 months they've probably been bottle fed, but by the time you're 4, I would have thought that was important. Or at least, I mean, to me, that is important. It's just basic skills. It really shouldn't even have to be thought about. Another thing that was mentioned was they can't tell the time. They can if it's digital, but if they look at a clock, they haven't got a clue. So a standard clock face, not a clue. And I'm thinking, I do remember my mum explaining to me, and I remember thinking how irrational it all seemed. You know, like 1:15, and then it's like, well, is that 1:45? And how do you tell where the number is? But she did. She sat me there. She educated me for 5 years. Thank God. Because when I see what's going on nowadays, I do wonder. I actually, when I started school, I started a year ahead. Then as I went through education, I hated it. I hated every second. None of it felt like moving me forward. It just felt like an opportunity for the teachers to laugh at you. Then I got into my college years and the college was closed for 3 months. Now, like now, well, no big deal was made of it then. It was like, well, here's your work, just do it. No teachers got in touch, nothing. The exam results that year were 20% better than usual. And I thought, well, that makes sense. Probably me was quite a bit of that. And I decided then, you know, I was never going back into education where I wasn't in charge. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's my decision what subjects I take, irrespective of what they want. It's my decision what work I do, what subjects I take, where I go to take them. And the way that I did that was to pay privately. And that way I could do exactly what I pleased. Hence the 7 A levels and London and Oxford, which would never have happened. You know, when I said to the careers teacher, well, I didn't say what do you recommend. I just sat down and he said, he looked at the, you know, work and everything, what had been said by the teachers and said, have you thought of getting married and having children? I thought, no. No is the short answer to that, never. So the one thing he picked on was the one thing that was not on my agenda. Oh, bless. Right, what have we got ongoing here? A lot of people are pretty so, yeah. Chicken tenders and chicken. Oh, that sounds nice. Mike was talking about fish fingers, which got me going on fish fingers the other day. So years ago when Sarah was a nanny, he looked after a kid who was about 6 and couldn't use cutlery. His parents were really anti me training him to use cutlery, but I found it awful watching. I can't believe that. Is there some weird cult now that, you know, aliens will land if you use knives and forks? Have I missed it? Because that to me is like fairly basic. I mean, as a child, one of the gifts every child gets is like a pusher and spoon, isn't it? To start learning. But now we're talking from a hygiene perspective, not just like it's a skill, but then it is a skill. I can't fathom that. I really can't get parents like that. So Anthony says, guidance for clinically extremely vulnerable says you've got to continue shielding even after you've had the vaccine until they let you know. Well, I wonder if it wouldn't be as long if they gave it you within 3 weeks. It's going to be interesting to see how long they actually do that, isn't it? So you were watching him eating baked beans with his hands. I mean, why? Why would a parent want a child to do that? I swear to God, our dogs eat better than that. Lola has to sit and do paws and high fives because that's the way to teach them who the pack leader is and how to behave. You know what I've seen, like, when Ollie comes, Ollie knows no decorum whatsoever. So when he comes, you know, if you put a bowl down, he would knock Lola flying for it, whereas she will wait. Because, and we did that with Maya. It was something to do with, I'd read a book about raising a puppy on account of the fact I'd wanted one forever and hadn't actually ever lived with a puppy. So I get to this book on puppies and it was saying that you future you will thank you for hand feeding a dog. Not necessarily every meal, but down the line, should that dog need to be hand fed, it will be used to it. So that's what we used to do. I mean, no, we didn't stick our hands in the dog food, but there were bits of it, like a piece of chicken, tiny, tiny piece of chicken off the top, and we would feed it to him. And they were spot on right, because as he got older, he couldn't bend down properly with his arthritis. If you put the bowl on the floor, it would have been very difficult for him to get to it. So we raised it up on a stool. But he was so keen on having his food as quickly as he always did that he would then get indigestion. So every night we hand fed him for 3 years. You know, he was fine then. You know, he would eat at that level. But if he hadn't been trained to do that from day one, it would have been very strange. You are supposed to be able to put your hand in your dog's food bowl without them getting territorial over it. And we took that really seriously. And that's a dog. If you've got a child, using a knife and fork is pretty basic. And it reflects quite badly on you if they can't use it. Why wouldn't you want the child to be able to eat properly? Something wrong with these people. I swear to God there is. Oh. In between, he would stroke the dog and then lick his hands. When you went out to restaurants, you just cringed. I have seen people at restaurants. There was one. If Mike was here and I said food, children, restaurants, he'd say, Micah Brook. Family took the kids out. And I think there was about four kids. And one was really young. It was in a high chair. And they'd not sat down before the mum got a bag out, a huge bag, and took out four tablets, you know, Android, iPad, whatever, and gave one to each of them and told them to shut up. And that was it. And I'm thinking, not much of a family conversation going on then, is there? Then when the food arrived, they were just throwing it at each other. They didn't seem to know how to behave at all. So here in Washington, when in high school, they will pay you to take college classes if you qualify. I just found school very... The teachers had their favourites. And if you were their favourite, fabulous. If you weren't, they were nasty. They really were nasty. I mean, I look back now I'm older and think, you know, do you understand it any better now? And I can understand there are children that, you know, they act up and the teachers may not like them, but I never acted up. I know with one of them, she'd actually said to my mother, and my mum didn't tell me until much later, she didn't think that Catholic children should be in the school. The laugh of it was when we did this thing about different religions, she pounced on me. And I genuinely didn't know that there was any difference between religions. I just thought, well, you know, you call yourself that, I call myself this, what's the problem? But she was really, really twisted. Something clearly wrong with her. But as I've got older, I think, no, every child deserves a chance. So my opinion didn't really change. And they're giving you advice like that, go away, have babies. Yeah, because that's a career, isn't it? No, not for me. Oh, Jonathan's got fish and chips for dinner. Sloppy Joes and roast veg. I have no idea what a sloppy Joe is. None at all. Can you tell I've not been to many diners? Don't know. You won't say what else they didn't show him. Sarah, I've got a shrewd idea, because that was the other half of this documentation thing. They had no idea how to use the toilet at all. Some of them arrive at school at 5 in nappies. You know, my mother couldn't have afforded disposable nappies at 5. She could barely afford nappies when I was a baby. That's just crazy. But yes, that was the other thing they're not good at. So you do wonder, I mean, I know infections are rife with children anyway. They've always got a sniffle of some description, but I'm not surprised if that's the way they go on. They need to be put into little sanitizer bags and left there. Barney sits and waits patiently for his dinner. Either stands or gives a paw for his treats. Oh, now you see, good daddy. Good daddy there, Anthony. It matters. It really does matter. Kiva has to sit and watch you before I tell her it's okay to eat, and then she has to perform for treats. We're all of the same mind here, aren't we? I thought it was really weird to take the food away. Night, Jonathan. But I thought, well, when it explained it in this puppy book, I thought, well, it's worth a try. And when they're puppies, they really don't mind. Everything's just a game. But when I then saw, I think it was the Battersea Dogs Home programme with the one that looks like Tim Cook. He really does. Lily Allen as well. No, not Lily Allen, the other one. Lily whatever. O'Grady, Paul O'Grady. They got this dog in, and this dog clearly had not been taught that. And as he's reaching down, it's snapping and snarling at him. And they said, oh, it'll take us a few months to get him beyond that. So you might as well do it from day one. I mean, Lola knows exactly where the treats are. In fact, as I came in here, because Mike's been in the other room, the drawer is open a smidgen, but she clearly can't open it fully. I don't think it was her, it was probably Mike. But, you know, we both said she'll be in that drawer. But she waits. She does wait. Sometimes not so patiently, you've heard her grumbling on. But she will wait. She wouldn't steal it. Oh, right, there's a picture. Homemade sloppy joes. I need to have a look at this, don't I? I've clearly missed out here. Ooh, is it on a bun? I'm reading it. That doesn't look unlike what I had. I had lamb with some vegetables. Oh, I'm going to leave that there. Oh, a manwich. I presume this is a sandwich. Fabulous. No, didn't have any bread or bun with it or anything like that. But the lamb did not look dissimilar to that. Little bit lighter. Oh, dear, dear me. And it was a very rich family who basically expected everything done for them. I hate to think, well, the children are like now. Didn't they say once, I don't know how true this is, but having seen him, I could believe it, that Prince Charles had somebody put the toothpaste on his toothbrush. I mean, really? I heard that. He had a person for that. Never really denied either. So I don't know. Oh, I agree with Anthony. Unbearable, probably. Oh, no, see, Sarah's had sloppy joes. Just me. No sloppy joes. Now I need to know. Ground turkey. Oh, I thought that was beef. That one might be beef. It's a good idea. I like that. Yeah, we have lamb similar to that. It's like a mince. And then it goes with fresh vegetables. Presupposing we've got fresh vegetables. Because according to what everybody's saying, could be a few food shortage, including meat. Which won't bother Simon in the slightest, I wouldn't have thought. Do you know what worries me? These pre-processed sandwich plants, where without exception, there has been a COVID outbreak. And you're thinking, I mean, I know it's destroyed by heat, but you wonder about the sandwiches, don't you? Because they've got to be kept cool. I don't think I've ever eaten one of those pre-packed sandwich things. But I know many, many people who do. I mean, basically, the thing that stopped me was they're not gluten-free. So it's like a triangle with two rounds of bread and made into two halves of a sandwich that is possibly walking with something. Ah, you're out.
Yes.
Can you hear me now? I heard you at the beginning.
Apple.
Oh, has it turned it down to zero again?
Well, that was one thing.
Thought it might have done.
Hello.
That's why we have sound source, Mike. But carry on.
Yes.
What else?
I went to sound source.
What else happened to you? Permission. Why don't you talk to the microphone?
Permissions.
Permissions to what?
Permissions to use the microphone and permissions to do the screen recording with WebEx, which you can't set up prior to the session because it hasn't installed WebEx.
But you didn't pre-install. That machine's been set up for years.
But I haven't done a webinar on it for a long time. So it downloaded a new version of WebEx.
Joy. Not happy.
Anyway, in the end, he heard me.
Yeah, I think it was about 6:10 by that stage.
Wasn't far.
Poor Mike.
Right, I'll see you later.
We're talking about Sloppy Joes.
Sloppy what?
You see, Mike hasn't got a clue either. That's a Sloppy Joe.
What is it?
It's like a meat dish.
Yeah, looks nice.
Yes, I said that. It doesn't look unlike our lamb.
No.
Our lamb would look like that if it had bistou in it. So it was darker. I think that looks quite nice. I should put that on the list. Right. We'll see you later. Enjoy your second meeting. Mm. You look so happy about these meetings.
Well, with Death by PowerPoint.
Is it? Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
40 slides of bullet points.
Ouch, I'll see you later, babe.
I may be sometime.
You could be if everyone's reading the bullet points. By which I mean, you know, like, oh, just a minute, I haven't got my glasses.
I could skip the meeting and just go in at 9:00.
Just do your duty. Instead of sitting there wriggling out of it.
I need to find a shirt first. They're a rarity in this house.
Well, they're there somewhere.
I know where they are.
Oh, and will it be seeing an iron?
No.
Oh, dear.
No.
Crumply boy.
Yeah.
Crumply, crumply.
Just
you'll
like
be
my
fine.
My hair won't be seen.
Oh, damp it down.
I've done that once today.
Well, why don't you put the hairband on the back of it? Then it looks normal.
Oh, could do, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks totally fine.
Or the wig.
Oh, your mullet wig. Your mullet wig.
No, that's disrespectful to Katinians.
Is it?
No.
And that isn't. Joking. Ooh. I'm getting the evil eye.
I've had compliments about my hair today.
Have you really?
Yes.
Who from?
My ladies.
Oh, Mike and his women.
I've had 3 video conferences and they turned their cameras on, so I decided to turn mine on.
Now they're all over him like a rat. Well, actually, there is a touch of the David Hasselhoffs about that. I told you curly hair is nice. I don't know what your problem is.
Listen, go and get... Mother, listen to me mother and say, we're going to pay thousands to get hair like that and you want to get rid of it.
She's a wise woman, your mother. I've told them she's having a jab tomorrow. Jonathan's grandparents had it today. Now they've got to wait 3 months.
Yeah.
And you still can't mingle. So now you've probably got a headache and an arm ache and you still can't go out.
She wants the AstraZeneca drug because her son works for them.
Told them that. Oh, fabulous. You don't...
Right, come on.
Hang on, where am I up to here? You don't have to top them on a bun. Top two. You don't have to have it on a bun. No, but I think it's like a practical thing of how best to eat it, isn't it? Ours is sort of... It's not really like a stew because the two are separate. But I just love lamb. Lamb is my favourite. We could have it with beef. What else have we had it with? I'm not overly fond of pork myself, but I guess you could have it with pork. Never thought of doing it with the turkey thing, though. That's a good idea. And we'll do it with the turkey thing and we'll find out. Right. He had a friend who was a dentist in Jordan. She told me the king didn't brush his teeth, but came here every week to have his teeth cleaned. Oh, my God. I go crazy if I don't do mine. I really do. Does anyone else know a Sloppy Joe as a type of jumper? See, totally different meaning down under. I've not heard it, but I could understand it. Mike had 2 issues with his adventures with the washing machine. He, bless him, he had no idea about wool and not washing it. So that came out the size of a doll. He had this jumper and it was fabulous. Came out the size of a doll. My mother washed one of mine and it was, it's a long time ago. It's a Schlesinger like tennis jumper. And I don't know what it wasn't wool. Whatever it was made of, she stuck it in and she was very careful anyway, Mum. And it came out and she came into me and she said, I'm sorry about this. It's dropped. I said, what do you mean, dropped? Not a phrase I'd ever heard of. And then she held it up and the best way I could describe it was a Sloppy Joe. Literally, it tripled in size. If only we'd put that in with Mike, so they might have come out equal. Oh, happy, happy memories. I still wore it because it was like being wrapped in a blanket. It was nice. I enjoyed it. Oh, a man bun. Yes, he's going to have a man bun, Kim. I will attempt to get a photograph of this. You did not hear it from me. Do you know, he's acquiring more ladies as he goes. And they do. They absolutely do. You must get him to tell you the story about the one that took him into the cloakroom. I think, you see, he's so innocent. He thought it was innocent. I didn't think it was innocent. Hello, lady. Have you decided that you've waited long enough? You've been very good, haven't you? You've been a very good girl waiting. Yes. She started watching this video on YouTube. Yes, I'm telling them all about it. He's a husky, isn't he, called Key? And he's very vocal. And whenever he comes on, you come charging in to talk to Key. And Key was naughty yesterday, wasn't he? And to say what he did. He channeled Maya. When Maya was a pup, we had dried dog food, but it wasn't the normal size stuff that you would give a dog. It was puppy food. And he was constantly hungry. He arrived at 7 weeks. And by like 9 and 10 weeks, when he's still supposed to be giving them puppy food, he would just march through it. He was always hungry. So we'd unpacked the bags. And there was one of these dry dog foods in the garden. It was about June time. Yeah, early June it would have been. As we're dragging the rest in, we gets outside and there's Maya. He's managed to get it flat on its back, get a hole in the top and was eating his way merrily through it. Well, he was a puppy. Key is not a puppy. Key managed to get into the cupboard where his dried was kept and helped himself. He came into the room where his owner was when he'd finished and he was just licking his chops as though I enjoyed that. And she's saying to him, he then like collapsed on the bed and he can't move. He's that full. And she's videoing him talking to him, saying, "You overdid it, didn't you?" And there's words coming up underneath him going, "Heck no." And she says, "Well, I hope you realise that was your breakfast, but it was your lunch as well." And his eyes, obviously he's understanding every word, his eyes just widen. And she went, "Yes, you're not having any lunch now. That was your lunch as well." And then she's still putting comments up at the bottom and he's chunnering away and Lola's just stood staring at him. Oh, he's obviously the dog version of Mike and his women. The ladies do indeed love Mikey, all of them. Oh, Simon did one of the calculators and said you'd be vaccinated in December. Do you mean this year? My first attempt said July. But then a couple of days later, this lady on the news who looked younger than me, but possibly not that, maybe late 40s, something like that. In the ballpark, I would have thought. She'd done one and it said December. Somewhere between October and December. And I thought, well, maybe it slipped. So I toddled off to have another look. As she then clarified, it meant 2022. And I thought, well, the way Boris is going, everyone's going to have had 27 doses by then. But maybe not. So my last attempt was July, but I'm not holding my breath. I literally can't envisage the day that a letter appears and says we made an appointment. I just can't, but that could just be me. We'll see how it goes. I wonder if at some point, if you've not had one, you're going to have to knock on somebody's door and say, "Excuse me, but you've missed me." That is what I'm anticipating. So we'll see how it goes. Oh, Kiva gets excited when she watches wolf videos. When they howl, she would have loved Maya. Oh, Maya did some serious howling. I think we've got a video. It's not that in focus because he kept moving, but you can certainly hear him. We took him out after he'd had this exploratory liver test, which meant they had to take his fur off him and stuff. So he was a bit ropey. And I said, well, let's take him out for a drive because he loved going out for a drive. So we had him in the back of the car and we were just driving along and an ambulance started. Well, he started howling and he did not stop. And I'm saying to Mike, just let me get the camera out. And there's him howling away. In fact, that day, I wish I could remember the name of the dog. But we pulled up at a supermarket and Maya really wasn't 100%. And he very much was the pack leader in his own mind. And this particular day, I think I must have been in the passenger seat and I got out. And as I got out, this guy walked past with a little dog. And this little dog was most intent on seeing Maya, so he did no more than jumped in the footwell of the passenger seat, up onto the passenger seat, and then into the back with Maya. Well, Maya just looked absolutely horrified, as though, where did this upstart come from? And of course, this dog was feeling 100%. He was bouncing off the walls. And Maya was just like, petrified. Oh, poor Maya. He did improve after that. He was probably only about a week post-surgery then and a bit off his feet. He was wobbly, but he did improve. Poor dog. You'd like any? You prefer the edible version rather than the tracksuity version. You don't wash wool. No. Simon, not like that. No, not at the temperature Mike did. I'm sure we've got it somewhere. So that'll come in handy. Should you ever need to dress a doll? I'll try and find it. There you go. Oh, Kiva needs to watch Key. Key talks all the time. I'll try and find the channel. Actually, that's the short form of his name. I think it's Kiush. But there's usually one on here. There we go. Kiush, the stunt dog Huskamoot. He's obviously a cross. Oh, just look at the faces in the middle. 566 videos. Good grief. There you go. There's Key's channel. Just watch any of them. He's a scream. An absolute scream. Some of them are shorts in terms of less than 60 seconds long. But the others, it's the captions that she puts up. They are so funny. I've probably seen about 10 of them. And it's the captions, because it just goes with his face. There's the one that I watched the other day, Too Full, Can't Move. I'll put that one up. And the look on his face, you can tell he really has overdone it. Oh, but the captions are like, can't prove it. So this morning, while Kim was on her walk with Giva, Giva was very protective and started barking and stood on her hind legs barking. Sure enough, someone was walking up on the golf course without a light. Is there something wrong with these people? Why would you meandering around in the dark? I mean, at least you've got a dog. People are strange. Oh, and I said today, the stuff came in overnight. So I said, I'll see what the traffic's like today. This is supposed to be like first day of our, exactly the same as last March lockdown. People are still driving out there. I don't know where they're going. The shops are shut. Not everybody can be going to work. Because, for instance, well, exactly where are these people going? You shouldn't be visiting anybody. So the only reason that you would be driving around is for shopping, I would have thought. But then I would have thought there was only so many times you can go shopping. Because even if everybody has to go shopping, and let's be honest, some people aren't, they're having them delivered. But you wouldn't necessarily be going shopping three times as many times as you were before. And if the traffic's exactly the same, then people are going somewhere else and doing something else. I have no idea what. I have no idea what. I'm sure we'll find out in time as the figures keep rising and rising. Oh, do enjoy the Key videos. Look on his little face. Do you know that's had 162,000 plus views? Imagine, I'm not surprised. He's a cutie, isn't he? He is a cutie. And in a food coma in that one. I do love watching those. This is where my time goes, isn't it? Naughty, naughty me. Mustn't do that. No, I've been busy. I've got lots of things to do. Tomorrow's going to be very, very much fun with all you can do with master slides, both in Keynote and PowerPoint and everything else as well. I don't think I've seen anything else interesting. In fact, it's quite strange that I'm getting... Let me know if you've got YouTube Premiere, which I do, which means I don't see any adverts. Thank the Lord. Because when I go in as on the church site, you literally can't move in YouTube for ads now. And yet when I took the premium, I don't remember the ads being as intrusive. They seem to be on the videos. So maybe like you'd have an 8-minute video and it stopped twice. But I don't remember them being as intrusive everywhere else. But the whole thing seems to be covered in ads now. Put it on after the show, Kim, and let Kiva watch. He starts chunnering away like he's answering. So, so, so cute. Yeah, but it's offering me like a lot of videos that I've already seen. And my first thought was, that's ridiculous. Why would it do that? Then I realised, well, that might make more sense than you initially think. Because if what you're watching is like a music video, you might want to watch it a second or third time. Obviously, the stuff I'm watching isn't like that, and I don't particularly want to see it again. So I spend half my time saying, don't recommend this video, I've already seen it. Don't recommend this video, I've already seen it. Did I mention I've already seen this video? I literally have to do that quite a bit. And I'm wondering if it's the same if you don't have premium, because it would make more sense without premium that they get you to watch different videos rather than offering you the same ones again and again and again, which it seems to do with me, unless he thinks I want to watch the same things time over. I mean, I could watch the dog videos multiple times, but not particularly tutorially type stuff. It doesn't make much sense. But I don't know. Your mileage may vary. Mike's not got premium, but he's getting to the point where he's sick of the adverts. They're driving him mad. Literally, you can hardly watch anything without an ad popping up. So hopefully that will improve, but you never know. I'm also not seeing new videos. I wish there was a way that you could say, videos like those I've watched, but new. But even if you push recently uploaded, one is 6 hours old, which is fine, but all of the rest are like months ago. We got 6 days ago, 2 months ago, a year ago, and I'm like, but I've just said recently uploaded, and it doesn't seem to understand it 100%. I guess I'm going to have to go in and try and fix that somehow, but I've no idea how, so I'll leave it be. What I have got to do is get ready for tomorrow, done all the financy stuff, but it's like my last few days of holiday, which doesn't please me. What else did I put down for tomorrow? Oh, Notion 2021. Actually building some tables and getting them linked up. Going back in there. Come on, up you come. What else did I put in? Looking at the wrong one now, but let's do it. Why is that? Well, oh, that's next week's. Oh, I'm ahead of myself. I'm looking at next week's emails. I've never done them that far ahead. It'll all go wrong, won't it? Oh, yes. Mike and his real-time steps and his health dashboard. That started off life as something else, but decided to change it. Oh, yes, and I've got a really good freebie as well. Who's done their annual review? Do you do an annual review? I do. Last year, it was, I think, the 4th and 5th of January, but it was moved this year to this weekend. So it'll be the 9th and 10th, which seems really late. But I guess it's not. You've just got to go with it, haven't you? Other than that, we're playing with Keynote and PowerPoint. A lot to see in the pair of them, though. Had such fun sorting that out this week. So what about you guys? Have you done your annual review? Do you not do an annual review? Let me know. Let me know in the chat. What I did last year was I thought like annual review, big picture of the year before, but then more planning for the coming year. But actually it was split fairly evenly. So you are actually reviewing the year that you've had, which obviously 2020. Basically giving you something to look back on, in essence. I'll attempt to have something. I will, during the weekend, which is when it's happening, I will attempt to include like a Mac Bites one and see what we can do with that for the following week. That would probably be a good idea. But yes, tomorrow's sorted. Not too sure about the week after. Well, that's because I'll take suggestions tomorrow night. If you wanted to know more about... Well, young Jonathan is thinking of switching to PowerPoint. You know, I wouldn't have believed it of me, much less Jonathan, but there you go. These things happen, and it was all meant to be. I've actually enjoyed the PowerPoint thing. It's interesting what's in the Windows one, as opposed to, I think it was Neil that mentioned, would you use the Windows one? And I didn't see the need, because if I see the Windows one, I know it will have more features than the Mac one. And then it'll be like, I feel the Mac one's lacking. So I'm trying to stick with the Mac only one. But there were a couple of questions that I had about themes. And nowhere does it go into this thing in the depth that anywhere ever explains it. And I remember having the same problem when they brought them in. They brought these themes in and it was like, great, great. How do I edit them? And it was like, oh, there's no way you can edit them. They're just there. Then they brought in a way to edit them, but without the kind of interface to it. So I'm looking at the Mac version and I'm looking at this tutorial and it's clearly telling you where to click. And that's just not there. So I think, right, let's go get the Windows one up and have a look at it. And I did. And there's this option. And I thought, darn it. So what I'm doing is... using the Windows one as a little bit like just a utility to get to that option and then save it. And then when you open the file up in the Mac one, everything's fine. It just doesn't have an interface to change those couple of things, which there really is no excuse. Microsoft need to get their act together and make them completely feature parity across the platforms. But I don't think that's happening anytime soon, and particularly not with something like Excel. Excel is so far behind. What do you need to do to do an annual review? Well, shall I include that tomorrow when I'm looking at this freebie? That would be a good idea. It's a GTD thing. It sort of is, but you don't need to do GTD to do it if you don't want to. You could do it as a standalone thing. Basically, it's like, it can be really good to look back on, particularly like I've got last year's to look back on. And it was like, well, that didn't happen. And then some of that was like, well, yeah, I'll get out more. That didn't happen. But then there's a reason why it didn't happen. So you can look back on what you had planned for last year with kind of the benefit of hindsight, and then hopefully plan for 2021 with that hindsight firmly in mind at the point, hence doing it over 2 days and the second day being planning for 2021 with a very, I mean, obviously 2020 happened and you've got vague idea of what happened and when it happened. But by looking at it for all the sessions on day one, you are intimately familiar with what happened and whether you overestimated, underestimated. Is that not important to you anymore? Is something else more important? So it's split into two. One is looking back and one is looking forward and making plans. So although it says review, there is an element of planning to it. Right. With some photos, they only give me limited themes. You kept trying to find more with no luck. Hello, Tracy. Sloppy Joes have two meanings, but only because Paul has a totally different vision. It looks like mince and it looks gorgeous. Is it quite spicy, Kim, or is the sauce up to you? What was it Mike found and it had chili in it? And I said, you've got to be kidding me. It was like chili toothpaste. It was ridiculous. I can't be doing with chili on any level. Get a theme, put it into PDF, use it in Affinity Publisher. One thing I will show is part of probably use Affinity Designer to do one bit of it, but then show you that actually in PowerPoint can do away with the need for that. Keynote can't. But I thought I'd do Keynote and PowerPoint, although Jonathan asked for PowerPoint, because, you know, there are a lot of people using Keynote on either the Mac or an iPad. And obviously I moved from Keynote. Jonathan is thinking of moving from Keynote. You need to fully understand what Keynote does. If one of its features, which is unique to Keynote, is critical to you, then moving to PowerPoint won't be the best idea you've ever had. So that's why I thought we'd cover both. I need to know if it's spicy. You can make the sauce any way you like, add beans, chopped veg, spicy or not. I like it to have a flavour, but more, as spicy as I get is probably Cajun. And do you know, we only found that probably about 15 years ago. I think Mum was watching an Oprah Winfrey show, which in itself was amazing. I didn't know she knew that Channel 5 existed. And she was putting it onto potatoes, presume making fries, in an oven. So they weren't deep fried. They were oven baked. And Mum said she was going to try it. They were really nice. So then she decided she would get that spice. And that is one of the spices that I put in stuff. But I also put in mixed herbs and tarragon and all kinds of stuff. When I get in the kitchen, it's like, just get the spices out. Which one do you want? All of them. And then I mix and match as I go. I think I can tell from the smell whether it's going to be okay or not. Yes, I have been known to cook. I know, you might need to sit down at that point. But I have been known to cook. I'll have to get a photo for you of the lamb that we have and see how close to Sloppy Joe's that is. We're making Sarah hungry and she's only just had her tea. With a knife and fork, I presume, Sarah. Just say it. Knives and forks should be compulsory, honestly, they should. Ah, well, poor Mike, he's heading into it. His meeting starts in 5 minutes, so he's heading into that. That'll probably keep him occupied till after 10 o'clock. Poor boy. He started at 6 o'clock, which is how come I was opening the chat, which explains why it was late. Well, not late, but on the death. That's me. I said to him, it's all right, I'll do it, don't worry. And then I looked and it was 1 minute to seven. And I thought, I'm sure I had to do something. Oh my God, the chat. But it was there. Our unusual kitchen. Can't imagine it. There's nothing really unusual about it, apart from the fact it doesn't have a cooker and it's quite tiny. But all the houses when they were built here had very small kitchens. But at the time, there was no such thing as microwaves or freezers. So it is probably big enough for a cooker and a fridge and maybe a washing machine. But they're quite tiny. Other people have had extensions on the kitchens. But we took the approach of, do you know, we don't actually even need the cooker. And we didn't. It just sat there taking up space. And we didn't particularly use it. Plus the fact it had seen better days. It was getting a bit long in the tooth. What we did need was more fridge space. So we opted for another fridge and replaced the cooker with a fridge. We do have a halogen hob, so that's fine. What's a cooker? I don't know what you would call a cooker. Ours was a standalone unit with four rings on the top and an oven underneath. And they can have like a grill. The grill is usually over the top of the rings or underneath the rings. I think this one was underneath the rings. It was a pain in the backside. If you put anything in it, you know, to keep bending over to see how it was doing. So we got rid. A stove. Right. OK, well, we may call it a stove, but over here it tends to be called a cooker. So, yes, that we got rid of that. Had no need for the grill. It worked when it felt like it. The oven was almost as bad. So we thought we'll see how we get on with a fridge, because we were eating. I think when we did that, it was probably August. We probably weren't thinking about cooking the Christmas dinner, but we eat a lot of salad and fresh stuff, so it made more sense. Oh, a broiler for our grills. Well, it was an all-in-one, this thing. But we really didn't. We didn't use it to its full potential, given what we could have used the space for. But we didn't decide to extend the kitchen. We extended backwards. So we extended the house backwards, which meant that we've got this huge room on the back that doesn't need to have things in it like washers, dryers, dishwashers and all the rest of it. So we literally have the minimum in there. Our microwave has a grill on it, so we don't need to worry about the grill. We do have two microwaves. We have twin microwaves, one on top of the other. Because they've got a grill in them, they can act as an oven. So we use that instead. Then there is a tall fridge and a short fridge and a kettle, and that's probably about it. Oh, and our halogen rings, of course. Other than that, why would we spend more time in there? Breakfast is usually something either I would have porridge or a homemade. I won't say muesli. It's not muesli because I can't abide muesli. It's like seeds and stuff. I'll have to get the recipe out. It's something you have to make yourself. And I remember the first time I made it, Mum said, that's not going to be sweet enough for you. And you could put with it a tiny little pot of cream, you know, the ones you would put in a coffee. So about the size of an espresso, if not smaller. and she said, here you go. So it had lemon juice in it, apple juice in it, all kinds of stuff. It was done properly. And then she said, you might want that because it's not going to be sweet enough. So she poured this thing on the top and then I tried eating it. Oh, my word. It was too sweet. I have never tasted anything quite as sweet as that. It was ridiculously sweet. That was one of these healthy recipes. So it's either that or porridge. So, you know, I don't need a stove for that. Then it'll be a salad. So there's only really one cooked meal a day. And we would probably do that. We have got a tiny little oven on the side, but I do mean tiny. It's enough for the two of us. It's tiny. It can cook the dog's fish, chicken. That's all that's needed. So that's what we do. So yeah, we'll have to do we'll have to do some pickies and stuff, won't we? But it's not that big, so we'll be falling over ourselves. Sarah's managed to master the art of poaching an egg without a gadget. You've only done one this morning. Hope it continues, though. Poaching eggs is a nightmare, isn't it? We do ours in these little green cups. But even then, it's a nightmare. Because if the water gets crazy with itself, then it gets inside the green things. You are supposed to be able to do it in a cup in a microwave. But I've never thought that's been wise. So I've never tried that. But yeah, we've done poached eggs. What else do we do in there? I must admit, I do like an omelette, which we do in a pan. When I say omelette, it's more, well, I would call it an omelette, but not the type where you're mixing it and it all ends up looking. It's more like a pancake when I do an omelette. I will put the thing down. I'll get like a pancake with it. Then I will put the stuff that we want in it, inside it. Then I will fold it in half or put another one on the top and make it like a sandwich. It's gorgeous. What can I say? It's gorgeous. But I just do my own thing. Not much use for recipe books here. Just do my own thing. Hey, I've not killed anybody yet. The UK grill is at eye height. I wish ours had been, Tracy. Ours was just above the oven, underneath the rings. So the top of it just kind of fizzled out. The top of the stove just had on-off, you know, the on-off knobs on it. It didn't have the thing at eye level. If it had, it would have been much more use to us. That's why the microwaves are much better, because they are at eye level height and we can actually see how stuff's doing. But, you know, they were bought with the idea that there was a grill in there anyway. And that's how we grill stuff. And it works quite well. So we just didn't need the floor space for the stove. Out it went. And in came another fridge. There you go. Right, well, I'm going to head off while Mike's busying himself. And I'll be preparing for tomorrow, when it will be show 299. Did we ever think we'd see the day? Oh, what's Tracy put there? Let me get that and have a look at that. There we go. Ours look like that, apart from the fact that at the top, where that's got the grill, our grill went where the knobs are on that one. And the knobs were on the back panel, which was a pain in the backside, because you had to reach across everything that was on there to turn them up and down. Whoever thought that was a good idea wanted shooting. So similar to that, in terms of, yeah, how the rings on the top, how the drop-down thing at the front, but the knobs were at the back. And the grill was more built in than that, and it was where the knobs were. So you couldn't see a thing. Not a thing. Useless. That is a very typical one, yes. Probably more typical than the one we had. The reason that we got the one we got, I didn't buy it, Mum did. But we only had a certain size of gap to put it in. And a problem over in the UK was, originally they used to be imperial measurements. Then they made them metric. The stoves got a little bit bigger and then they didn't fit into the gap. So then you had to get one that did fit into the gap, and that was the only one that fit into the gap. Mum didn't like it either. She loathed it. From the day it arrived to the day that they carried her out of here, she loathed it. That was the infamous cooker that burnt the fish that Mum discovered. Mike and I were like, pss, 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 pss. What do you mean you burnt it? Pss, pss, pss. And then we burnt this cloth trying to get the fish out. It was a nightmare. It was supposed to be baked fish. Yeah, you wouldn't have needed a knife and fork, but a hacksaw might have come in handy. So I went back into Mum and she said, what's the matter? I said, nothing, fine, it's fine. She looked at me and she went, I know it isn't. I said, no, but it will be when I fixed it. Oh, no, don't mention baked fish to Mike. Never mention baked fish. But I am going to head off and get ready for tomorrow. Hopefully you will all be able to join us. So for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me, and I will say good night from Mike. We will both see you tomorrow. In the meantime, stay safe, guys.